It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview here on Castle Country Radio. And joining me in the studio today, I have Faye with BACA. Now, it is National Child Abuse Awareness Month. And of course, BACA stands for Bikers Against Child Abuse. So, Faye, I really appreciate you taking out the time to come in the studio today and talk a little bit about BACA.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Now, you guys also have, is it code names? Is that how we would word it?
No, it's called road names.
Okay.
And my name is Broken Wings, and each one of our children has a name, a road name. We use that so that people, when we're talking about a child, we know who we're talking about, no one else does, because with their life, it needs to be kept a secret.
Sure, sure. Well, for someone who maybe isn't really aware of what BACA actually does, I think a lot of people know what BACA stands for, Bikers Against Child Abuse, but talk to your guys' involvement and what your group actually does against child abuse.
We are a body of bikers that stand together to empower children to have a better life in which they live.
And you guys, you have 20 members here locally?
Approximately 20 locally.
And you've been doing this for close to 7 years now.
Right.
Why? What is it that that kind of enthralled you into BACA?
I have a grandson, and my grandson just kind of needed some help at the time. And I had lost 3 children. And when I lost my 3 children, I needed somebody or something to fill it. Well, my children, through BACA, that I am their primary, has filled that part of my life. 3 children I lost. I have a lot more now that I love. So that is what drew me to BACA.
It's got to be a really rewarding program. I mean, you guys do a lot of work, and we're going to talk about an annual event that pops up every June here in just a moment. But as far as the, I guess we could say the radius that you guys cover, I mean, we're talking San Pete County all the way to Vernal.
That's right. We go from San Pete to Vernal. We go to Gunnison sometimes, and of course Draper, if we have to cover someone coming up for parole.
Now, as far as the kids go, and they see a biker come in, I mean, obviously they probably take a liking to bikes, right? I mean, they think it's probably pretty neat, I would assume.
Yes, they love the bikes. They are content. It seems like us ugly bikers, and we're all ugly and mean looking, but yes, they take a liking to us. It seems the first time might be a little hard, but by the second time, they're already, when are you coming back? When are you coming back? So we go get them and take them for another ride.
And they probably just like to even sit on the bikes, right? You probably wouldn't even have to take them for a ride, just to let them touch and sit on the bike.
Oh, yes. They've got to sit on that bike. They love it. The smiles are worth every bit of it.
Now, let's talk about this big date, June 17th. It's not that far off. I mean, already we're at the end of April, but this is a big event. I know you guys have a poker run. You do a lot of things for the children, and this is a fun date.
Right. We're having a poker ride. It will be June the 17th. We will be leaving Huntington Park at 9. We'll register at 9:30 to 10. Kickstands up at 10:30. There are a lot of gifts. Price, Emory, and San Pete County have donated a lot of stuff for our ride, and everybody will love. We've got three new games that we're going to play that sounds like a lot of fun. So please come out and join us, and we will have dinner.
This is something that is obviously made possible from fundraising, right, throughout the year. I mean, and you can talk about the fundraising. It's a big part of what you guys do.
That's all we do is fundraise. We have no money if people do not donate. You must donate so we can have BACA.
Now, as far as BACA goes, it's been around. It seems like it's been around for a long time, and it's national. It's nationally known. It's not just locally. How long is BACA? Do you know how long it's actually been around?
I think it's 17 years around. It started in Provo, if anyone doesn't know. It had started in Provo, and then I think we were the second group that started. It's been around, like I said, 17 years, and it's helped lots of children. We are in Italy, and we are in Germany. We are all over the world.
So when you help out these kids, obviously you give them maybe an outlet, right, away from the harsh realities. I mean, is that fair to say?
That's fair to say. Yes, we bring them into the family. We go to their homes. All of us go to their homes, and we give them bears and backpacks and stuff. so that we bring them into the family and we let them know we will be there for you no matter what you need. If you need to call me at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'll come. If I need to talk to you, if I need to visit with you, if I need to come to your home, we will do that. I will have my partner, whoever the other primary is, will go take care of our child, no matter if she's having bad dreams, whatever. We go to court with them, sit through court with every one of them, so they feel strong, they feel empowered. They each get a vest, like ours, with a patch on the back that we feel it empowers them. It makes them feel like they know we'll always be there for them.
Sure, sure. Now, this isn't something that's funded federally or statewide. I mean, you mentioned it's all based on fundraisers. How do family members associated with children react and accept BACA in your experiences?
In my experience, everybody has been more than wonderful. They reach out to us, and it seems like we're there for the parents as much and the grandparents as much as we are the kids. But they reach out. They're happy. We get calls. They're always willing to help us in any way possible. So they reach out to us quite well. And then there are the few that don't care for BACA, but that's okay.
Sure.
We're there for the ones that want us.
Yeah. Well, as far as, talking to other people, if they want to get involved, maybe they want to help out BACA, what's the best way to go about getting a hand in it?
All right. We have a meeting on the second Saturday of each month at Pilling's Trailer Court. If you want, I will give you a number for a hotline, and you can call them, ask any questions you need, or call them, and we'll come and help any child that needs it. And that number is 435-637-2236.
Did we miss anything? Anything you can think of that we've missed? I think we've covered just about all of it.
I think we have.
Well, Faye, also known as Broken Wings, it was a pleasure to get you in today to talk a little bit about BACA. Thank you again for the time, and hopefully we'll catch up with you a little bit closer to June 17th.
Sounds great. I want to thank you guys, too.
Oh, it's our pleasure, definitely. For more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.